While students across the country were engaging in monkey business over spring break, kids from Bloom Community School spent their vacation with primates at the Louisville Zoo. GLT's Ryan Dunham caught up with Bloom students Tess Halperin and Wes Calmus Finch, as well as Ellen Furlong from Illinois Wesleyan University. Bloom head teacher Grace Sheese says the idea was to close the gap between what life is like in the wild and what it's like in captivity.
The Louisville Zoo was the star or the bow on top of this inquiry project that we did. And so we started with the kids chose a primate that they wanted to research. And then they researched on what the life was like for those primates in the wild. And then we try to figure out what life was like for them at Louisville Zoo. And then the idea was that they were trying to figure out how to close the gap between what life is like in the wild versus life was like in captivity.
Let me bring Tess and Wes into the conversation here, two students who went on the trip. So Tess, what did you do down there? Tell me about your experience at the zoo.
Me and my group, we were the monkey group. So we made different enrichments for the monkeys.
What kind of enrichments? What was your project like?
We were working on a ladder for the monkeys so they had something to climb on.
Look, he found it.
What is this magic?
Because they the monkeys like climbing on things a lot. So we made a ladder and we put food at the top of the ladder so they had something to actually get them up the ladder.
And Wes, what about you? What did you work on at the zoo down there?
My group was doing the orangutans and our group thought that the orangutans were the most intelligent species out of all the primates, so we thought we would make them some kind of gadget, I guess, that they would have to open to get some food. So we made a box with a hinged door that they could stick a stick in to open it up and get food.
Well, what's something about orangutans that you learned while you were there that just kind of blew your mind? That was just, wow, I didn't know that.
I learned that they're a lot like humans, a lot more than I thought. When I read about them in books, they seemed like the closest thing to humans. But actually seeing them do things that humans do, it was really impressive.
What about you, Tess? What was something you learned on the monkey team, which is, by the way, the coolest team name of any team that's ever existed? What was something that you learned about monkeys that just blew your mind and really was new to you?
I learned that monkeys were very picky animals because they don't like a lot of things that we made. So we, learned that they were very picky on what they do.
Let's bring Ellen into the conversation from Illinois Wesleyan. You've been doing these trips now for a couple of years. I think this is your fourth time at the zoo.
Yeah, I've taken students, I believe four times to the zoo. I've had a long relationship with the zoo. I started out as an intern there when I was a freshman in college and have been working with them ever since. So
for the college students at Illinois Wesleyan who go on these trips, what have they got out of the experience?
So my students really learn a lot about ethics and about how to think about other minds. I'm a cognitive psychologist, and my students are generally really interested in how other animals think and how they make decisions. And so working closely with the animals in the way that they do over the spring break trip allows them to sort of put into practice the things that they've learned in the classroom.
What are some of the ethical issues that come up when you're in a zoo setting like that?
Yeah, so when you have animals in captivity, a lot of times they don't have the same kinds of challenges that they would encounter in the wild. So instead of having to go out and forage for food, their food is just presented to them by the keepers. And it can be boring if they're not stimulated cognitively throughout the day. The American Zoological Association has guidelines for providing enrichment, which is basically that cognitive stimulation. And a lot of zoos work really hard to make sure that they are providing adequate stimulation for their animals, but they can often be limited by time and resource constraints. So it provides a really good opportunity for us to come in, and we've got some time and we've got some resources and help them meet their goals for making sure the animals are well cared for.
Students and teachers at Bloom Community School who spent spring break learning with the primates at the Louisville Zoo.